can bring a charge against a justified person. We all mess up, don't we? You know, there's only one thing worse than messing up. You know what that is? Having somebody else throw it back in your face that you messed up. Oh, I just don't like that. Do you like that? Do you enjoy that? Nobody likes that. God is not pleased when we sin. It's still wrong. We don't need to do it. And when we do not repent, we will lose our souls. We will lose our souls if we do not repent. But you already know that. And you do repent when you do wrong. You do repent when you see that you have failed in some way to serve God like you're supposed to. You repent. And right there to forgive, to encourage, you can do better next time. And so you try to do better next time. God does not quit on His kids. God does not quit on it. Do you hear what I'm saying? God does not give up on us. No one can successfully accuse you. Now, people throw out their accusations all the time, don't they? And they may be right. We may have messed up. We may have done something wrong. But it doesn't make any difference. It makes no difference that they throw out their accusations against us, even when we do fail. Why? Because you are a Christian. You are a child of God. You are washed in the blood of the Lamb. You are covered by the grace of God. Your sins are forgiven you. And even though you still are a sinner, you have the precious blood of Jesus. And in that precious blood of Jesus, you stand. You stand. Accusations or not, you are justified in the sight of God by faith in the Christ who died for your sins. And in that precious blood, you stand. And they can accuse all they want to, but it will not be successful. God has promised no one will succeed in stopping what God is doing in our lives. How God is working on us to help us be conformed to the image of His Son. Verse 29. So, as long as we walk in the light, no charge, no accusation against us can stick. It just falls off. It doesn't find any way to get a grip. The promises of God confirm it, and this brings real and lasting hope. Hope that heaven's going to be your home. It's not dependent upon you. It's not dependent upon me. Because we're not dependable. We mess up, we fail, we stumble, we slip, and sometimes we're just dumb and make a dumb mistake, make a bad choice. We all do that. And God says it's sin and it's wrong and you shouldn't do it. Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I'm going to do better. But we stumble again. And we repent. And we do better for a while. But then we stumble again. Because we're human. And God knows that. He's the one who made us. And He doesn't give up on us. He does not give up on us. So as long as you walk in the light, no charge can stick. The promise of God proves it. And this brings real, lasting hope. Number three, promise number three. Romans 8, verse 34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Romans 8, verse 34. No one will condemn you successfully. Oh, we're condemned all the time. Can't believe that he would say something like that. I can't believe he would do that. I can't believe that she would think that or act that way. People condemn us all the time. They'll pick at us, they'll ridicule us, they'll question our judgment, question our morality, question our honesty, question our integrity, question our loyalty, they will question our faith, they will question our dedication, they will question everything about us and condemn us when they see any flaw. They will. And you call yourself a Christian. By the way, those words are only spoken by people who are looking to justify their own sin. It's never spoken by somebody that's truly a dedicated Christian. It's spoken by people that are looking to explain away or rationalize away their own sin. It's the critics who are seeking to undermine you, to bring you down so they don't feel so bad about themselves. No one will condemn you successfully. Others may pass judgment upon you and your spiritual life. They may even pass judgment upon your salvation. But I want you to remember Jesus, who is the only one who can genuinely condemn. Jesus is presently making intercession for you and for me. Talk about security. The Son of God, the Creator of the universe, is at the right hand of His Father making intercession for me, for you. That's security, folks. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. Now He's at the right hand of God. Doing what? Condemning us? Whispering in His Father's ear, why don't you just destroy them? No. Father, give them more time. Please give them more time. Lord, forgive them. He said it before. I don't know if He says it again. They know not what they do. I don't know what He says. But He's making intercession for us. Romans 8 verse 1, there is therefore now, listen to this. If this doesn't get you where you live, you're not living right. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8 verse 1. The very first verse of this same chapter. No, Jesus is not condemning us. He is making intercession for us. He is interceding for us. And what a burden that lifts to be able to look in your judge's face and see a Savior, the Son of God, who gave His life to save you from sin. And as long as you will walk according to the Spirit, walk after the will of God in obedience to God's Word, as long as you will follow God, then you have the precious blood of Jesus. You have the matchless grace and mercy of God. And you have God's unyielding promises to sustain you. No matter what you have to face. No matter if you have to face cancer or loss of job or a broken home, a broken life. No matter what you have to face, a lost health or a loss of friends. No matter what you have to face, God's promises will hold true, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. You have His unyielding promise. No one will successfully condemn you. If you're walking with Jesus, you will one day walk in heaven with Jesus. And finally, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? And He goes on. He says more about it. But who shall separate us? No one will separate you from the love of God. No one can separate you from the love of God. In moments of great pain, our greatest comfort is the reality of God, knowing that God's real. God, that's where the answers are. God, that's the one that brings order amidst the chaos. God, that's the only way any of this stuff makes any sense, is God. God is there, and God cares. And God wants us to be with Him. And so He puts up with a lot out of us, but He does so much for us. And in spite of the raw emotions that we may feel in times of pain and disappointment and confusion, you will face nothing that can separate you from Christ's love. Nothing. Nothing or no one can make Jesus stop loving you, including you. So He goes on to say, As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This promise that God's love is going to surround you, envelop you, protect you, sustain you, help you through it all. That nothing can separate you from God's love. But you can walk away. You can walk away. You can abandon Him. You can abandon your hope. You can give up. You can resign. You can quit. You can leave the Lord behind. And He will have His arms outstretched and beseech you, return to me. Come to me. Repent. Let me save you. But it's still your choice. You can choose. You can choose to nullify God's precious promises. But what a fool you would be to do that. What an absolute fool you would be to turn away from God who has promised us such hope that would give an anchor for your soul in the midst of any storm, that no one will successfully oppose you because God is for you, that no one will successfully accuse you because God justifies you, that no one will successfully condemn you because Christ intercedes for you, and no one can separate you from the love of God. Nothing in all of creation except you. You can separate yourself from the benefits of God's love. He'll still love you, but you can cut yourself off from the benefits of that love by refusing to do His will, by refusing to cling to the one that gives us hope. The world fails us and disappoints us and lets us down. It'll break our heart and break our back and break our spirit. Let us cling to the one that never will do that, but will always hold us up and will always help us. Don't walk away from Him. If you're not a Christian, you're missing out on the greatest gift God has ever given, and that is the gift of life. Let Jesus pay for your sins. Let Him save you from sin. If you believe Jesus is the Son of God, then repent of sin. Turn away from sin to confess your faith in Christ. And be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. Let the blood of Jesus wash your sins away. When you go down in that water, you're a sinner. But when you come up, you're a saint. A child of God. One of God's own children. So whatever your situation, whatever the reason you've had for all these years for not obeying the gospel, cast it aside and come to Jesus in faith. Let Him save you. And if you're already one of His people, but you've not been faithful to Him, rededicate your life to Him today. Recommit yourself to Him today. Come back to Him today before it's too late, so that heaven can be your home, so that you can benefit from these precious, precious promises. No one can accuse you. No one can oppose you. No one can condemn you. No one can separate you from God's love. Those are wonderful promises. Enjoy them. Live by them and live because of them. But come to Him today if you need to. We encourage you to do so as we stand and sing.